Hi there, Terry Lee Cooper here. Thank you for joining me once again. Today we're going to be talking about critical thinking, and we're going to use a little game that I've devised called the Toonie game. So forget a penny for your thoughts. How about filling the mind bank with Toonies? In today's post, we're going to explore critical thinking by using our spare change. I'm going to briefly define critical thinking and offer a fun game that will help you evaluate and make changes to your thinking. So why is this important? Because becoming the CEO of our lives means that we are in charge of our thinking, feeling, and behaving. And you will remember from past posts that our thoughts lead to feelings which guide our actions. So I wonder how many readers or listeners we'll invest 10 minutes in preparing for this little game. It may seem silly. You may not have faith that it'll be worth your time, or you may convince yourself that you're too busy and can't spare 10 minutes. Yes, it is a silly game, but isn't our thinking often silly? We allow it to be undisciplined, to create crappy feelings, and to get in the way of us taking needed action. Too often, our thinking is automatic and led by beliefs that are unconscious and untested. We often discount the long-term impact of our habitual thinking processes in the same way that we sometimes neglect our spare change. But it all adds up, doesn't it? Most of our money interactions are digital these days. We can forget that money is real. Our thoughts float around and we often detach and fail to take ownership of them. Both money and thoughts can give us pain and pleasure, and neither should be seen as something floating in the ethers outside of our control. So here's critical thinking in a nutshell, and then we're going to get to the game. We're using the idea of critical thinking to look at and alter our thinking processes. We need to do this if we're to close the gap between where we are and where we want to be. Being a critical thinker means we free ourselves from automatic thinking. Automatic thinking is no more than a triggered response. We need to be willing to look at the connections between our ideas and our assumptions and be able to realistically predict the possible outcomes of our actions. When we think critically, we assume that we may not have all the data, and we're willing to look at evidence that's contrary to our beliefs. We accept that much of how we operate is based on stored knowledge, and in the model, I refer to this as the filing cabinet. Critical thinking improves our mindset or mental habits, and to do that, we must be willing to carefully examine by observing, asking questions, and being open to new interpretations. When we analyze information, recognize patterns, are objective, and experiment and make logical decisions, we are thinking critically. In a nutshell, a critical thinker is goal-directed and looks beyond the automatic responses of the primitive mind. So let's get to the game. Step one, preparing for the game. If thinking is so important, we may as well have a little bit of fun with it, right? We always learn best when we move outside of our comfort zones, and this game will do that for you. We want to create a strong association with better thinking, so it's important to follow all of these steps. Find a penny, nickel, dime, quarter, loonie, and toonie. You may need to go to your kid's piggy bank for a penny or an old money jar. Take the smaller value coins and rub a little oil on them, and then dip them in some old plant dirt or roll them around behind the couch with the dust bunnies. Wash the loonie and toonie up with a little bit of soap and water. Love them up a little bit, handle them, and notice all the interesting little details these two beautiful coins have. Now line up your coins on a safe surface from smallest to largest value. Now, you want to make sure that you find a safe place where no one is going to interfere with your game. Guard your coins. It's up to you to take care of them. It's also up to you to take care of your thinking. The next step, step two, is to assign value to your coins. The coins provide us a continuum for practicing critical thinking. A penny is an automatic thought that is often not backed by evidence, and it may be a belief that hasn't been tested. And a toonie represents critical thinking that is aligned with goal-directed action and cultivates the experience of being the CEO of your life. We want to keep moving along the continuum and getting better and better at choosing useful thoughts. Here are some beginning questions to ask yourself. Is this thought worth a penny? Would someone I respect choose this penny thought? How can I raise my thought to at least a nickel in value? What thought would be worth a dime or maybe a quarter? Is this thought worth a loonie? What would make this thought worth a toonie? Am I bankrupting myself with my thoughts? Or am I building up and protecting my coins? When and how did I raise the value of my thinking in the past? And you may want to review the role model article. Step three, playing the game. It's a simple game once you have completed the prep work. Look at or imagine your lined up coins. Get a good visual in your mind's eye and remember the emotional associations you created. Then begin asking yourself some of the questions that I offered. And as you play with this game, you may come up with new questions. So when should you use this game? Use this game anytime you become conscious of your thinking. Simply assign your thoughts a value. You can also use this game whenever you experience uncomfortable emotional or physical states, and you may want to review the article on priming the mind. If your thinking is consistently worth pennies, nickels, and dimes and quarters, begin practicing choosing loonie and toonie thoughts. Is this work? Of course it is. But if your thinking is not consistent with your best possible self, what is the alternative? If you see yourself as an angry, anxious, depressed, stressed person, then the value of the coin you continue to automatically choose will strengthen that identity. Asking the questions will prompt awareness and higher value thinking. Consciously choosing higher value thoughts will eventually create a different experience for you. If good, productive, critical thinking is hard work, then why not assign a value to it? Could you earn more toonies today than you did yesterday? Can you earn more toonies this week than you did last week? Can you imagine the compound effect that this game could have in different areas of your life? I hope that you'll start filling your mind piggy bank with toonie thinking. Thank you for joining me.